Lecture topic, The Spirit of Competition in Ramadan.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, nahmadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون صدق الله العظيم عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام يوما تطوعا ثم أعطي ملء الأرض ذهبا لم يستوف ثوابه دون يوم الحساب أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama-i-kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, of the months of the Islamic calendar, the most supreme month, what is referred to as Sayyidu Shuhur, the leader of the months of the Islamic calendar, the Mubarak and the blessed month of Ramadan, has almost dawned upon us. This is that month which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would eagerly anticipate 2 months before this month could start. Already he would start making dua to Allah Ta'ala, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan, that O Allah bless us in the months of Rajab and Sha'ban and cause us to remain alive to experience the month of Ramadan. Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimahullah mentions about the Salaf Salihin, that is our pious predecessors, that كانوا يدعون الله تعالى ستة أشهر أن يبلغهم شهر رمضان. That 6 months before the month of Ramadan, they would start making dua to Allah. كانوا يدعون الله. They would make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Ya Allah, keep me alive to experience the month of Ramadan. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one riwayat it comes that لو يعلم العباد لو يعلم العباد ما في رمضان لتمنت أمتي أن تكون السنة كلها رمضان. That if my ummah had to come to know the value of this month of Ramadan, if they knew what this month was, if they appreciated it, if they realized, then they would wish that the entire year was the month of Ramadan. One is the anticipation of Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One is the anticipation of the Salaf Salihin, our pious predecessors. What is the preparation, what is the tayari which Allah makes for the month of Ramadan? It's mentioned in the riwayat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ لَتُزَيَّنُ مِنَ السَّنَةِ إِلَى السَّنَةِ لِدُخُولِ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ. That from the hilal of last year's Eid, Allah Ta'ala orders that Jannat should be beautified and prepared for the next coming Ramadan. 11 months of the year, the zenith and the preparation of Jannat takes place for this month of Ramadan. And when this month comes, Habbat Rihum min Taht al Arsh, Yuqalu Laha al Mathira, Muthira. That when this month finally comes, imagine, the malaika awaiting 11 months. Jannat is being prepared. Jannat is being decorated. There is an air, an environment, an atmosphere of anticipation. And finally, when that moment comes, then from underneath the arsh of Allah, a wind starts blowing. The name of this wind is Muthira. As a result of which, the leaves of the trees of Jannah start shaking. The handles of the doors of the palaces of Jannah start clapping. A musical sound is created. As a result of which, Jannah puts up its ears also. And Jannah starts making dua to Allah Ta'ala. Allahumma ja'al fi hadha shahr min ibadika sukana. That Ya Allah, the month of Ramadan has come. So what is the dua of Jannat? What is the dua of paradise? That O Allah, let there be amongst the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam individuals who will value this month to such an extent that they will earn entry into Jannat. The Hur-e-Een, the damsels of Jannat, the maidens of Jannat, the beautiful women of Jannat, when they hear this musical sound that is created as a result of this wind that is moving through Jannat, they also start making dua. Allahumma ja'al fi hadha shahr min ibadika azwaja. That Ya Allah, let the men of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam conduct themselves in this month of Ramadan in such a manner that you perform their nikah with us as a result of their ibadat in the month of Ramadan. This is that month that Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, لو أراد الله أن يعذب أمة محمد ما أعطاهم رمضان صلى الله عليه وسلم. He used to say, if Allah wanted to punish the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then Allah would not have given this Ummah the month of Ramadan. The verse of the Quran which I recited in the beginning, يَا أَيُّوَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, Allah addresses the people of Iman, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Now literally, if you have to translate this verse, we can see the shafqat, the kindness, the compassion of Allah. Allah says, fasting, what is fasting? Literally, this word sawm refers to imsak, staying away from food, staying away from drink, staying away from that which is halal, your wives, etc. So Allah Ta'ala is saying to you, we have made this compulsory upon you to stay hungry, to deprive yourself. That's the literal translation. But look at the way in which Quran presents this. There's an Arabic expression, they say, Al-musibatu idha ammat khaffat. That when something is difficult, you tell one person only to do it, it's difficult. But you address everyone, then the level of difficulty diminishes. And then sometimes, like a father, he tells the young son, the young boy, listen, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. And because of his love and compassion for his child, he says, don't worry, your big brother also, I told him same thing. Your big brother also, I told him same thing. Then what happens is, youngster gets consoled, he's not only targeting me. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْعَالَى. There are no comparisons or parables with Allah. But look at Allah's shafqat and kindness. Allah wants to give us something so great we can't imagine. Yet look at the manner in which Allah draws us towards that. Allah says, O Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I made fasting farz upon you as I made it farz upon the ummats before you. Not only you. You are not only being targeted. I know your nafs is such that you won't like to stay away from food and drink, etc. But we did this for the previous ummats also. What was the difference? Our fast, there is sehri. Our fast, there is iftar. The previous ummah, the Bani Israel, there was only iftar, there was no sehri. Once iftar is made, the next fast starts, almost 24-hour fast. For the Bani Israel, while fasting, if they spoke the truth, their fast would break. That is why that famous incident of Maryam alayhi salam. And she asked Jibreel, the people will say, where this child came from? What did he say? He said, make ishara, inni nadartu lirrahmani sawma, falan ukallim al-yawma insiya. That I am fasting, falan ukallim, so I cannot speak, I cannot respond. And she pointed to the child who started speaking. Lengthy incident, not going into the details. For that ummah to speak the truth, their fast would break. For the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if they lie, their fast does not break. Even if they make ghibat, backbite, the fast does not break. Those ummats, almost 24-hour fast. When Sawm started with this ummat, then also initially it used to be 24 hours, iftar, and then the next fast will start. There was one Sahabi, Qais bin Surma Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Ansari Sahabi. He was a shepherd, he used to look after sheep. Whole day toiling in the sun. End of the day he comes home. Wife goes to prepare the iftar. He's so tired he dozes off. So the next fast has started. By the time she comes back with the food, he's already sleeping. When he wakes up, he realizes the next fast has started. Next day again, in the heat of the sun, he starts seeing stars. Ghushya alayhi. He almost falls down unconscious. He comes in the state to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah halaktu. O Nabi of Allah, I am halak, barbad. This, I can't take this, it's beyond me. Barely does he say this. And Jibreel already comes with the verse of the Quran. Kulu washrabu hatta yatabayyana lakum al-khayt al-abyad min al-khayt al-aswad min al-fajr thumma atimmu as-siyama ila al-layl. That, oh my Habib, through your tufail, through your barakat, the previous ummat, the fast was 24 hours. For your ummat, there is sehri also and there is iftar also. The burden has been lifted and lightened for the ummat of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And logically, if you have to look at it, if a person has to avoid sehri, if he has to avoid iftar, then the level of hunger will increase. As a result of which the fast will be harder, the reward should be more, if you look at it logically. Yet contrary to our logic, this ummah is encouraged to make sehri to such an extent that it is mentioned in riwayat that Allah's khususi nazar of rahmat, Allah's gaze of rahmat and mercy and muhabbat is directed towards the one who makes sehri. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his khususi dua, Rahim Allahul Mutasahireen. He said, may my Allah's mercy descend upon those who will make sehri. Your fast is made easy, especially in South Africa. In winter, it's almost an early breakfast and a late lunch. Yet, Allah's nazare rahmat descends upon those who will make sehri. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave them his duas, Rahim Allahul Mutasahireen. And at the time of iftar, it is mentioned that the angels that are making tawaf of the arsh of Allah, وَتَرَى الْمَلَائِكَةَ حَافِينَ مِنْ حَوْلِ الْعَرْشِ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ. Quran tells us what is the mashghala, what is the occupation of the angels that are making tawaf of the arsh of Allah. Quran says, يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ. They make tasbih of Allah. They glorify Allah. They praise Allah. Subbuhun Quddus. La ilaha illallah al-malikul haqqul mubeen. That is their tasbih for 11 months of the year. But Ramadan, Allah orders those angels, stop making my tasbih. What must you do in this month? Say Ameen to the dua at the time of iftar of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And unfortunately, cry tears of blood. Where is the ummah at the time Allah has told the malaika that are making tawaf of his arsh, stop making tasbih, make yameen. And this ummah, somebody is looking towards a samosa, somebody is looking towards a bhajia, somebody wants to see if the milkshake is right, someone is tasting the, waiting for the halim. Everywhere else, but where the tawajjuh is supposed to be, the time of the qabooliyat of dua. Why? Because we haven't understood the value. We haven't understood the maqam, the status, the haysiyat of this man. The riwayat which I mentioned in the beginning. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man sama yawman tatawwa'a. Man sama yawman tatawwa'a. Somebody keeps one fast, not Ramadan. Clearly it is mentioned in the hadith, tatawwa'a, nafil fast, not the fast of Ramadan. One nafil fast. What is the muqabala of nafil to farz? What is the comparison of nafil to farz? Ulama say that if you have a lifespan from now till Qiyamah, thousands of years, and you fast every day, nafil fast, the combined nawafil fast will not equal one farz fast. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if a person keeps one nafil fast, and then, ثُمَّ أُعْتِيَ مِلْءَ الْأَرْضِ ذَهَبًا, and then on the day of Qiyamah, Allah has to turn this entire earth into gold and present it to you. لَمْ يَسْتَوْفِ ثَوَابَهُ دُونَ يَوْمِ الْحِسَابِ. He said, the whole earth made out of gold presented to you, it will not do justice to the reward of the one nafil fast. What Allah is giving you in Ramadan? That famous riwayat in Fazail-e Amal, as the Shaykh Rahimahullah begins his Fazail-e Ramadan with this riwayat, and this encouragement is made that value this month. One of the ways by which we can gauge the value of this month is with pabandi to make ta'lim of this kitab, ta'lim in our masjids, ta'lim in our homes. Let our wives, let our children come to know the value of this month. That riwayat of Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قَدْ أَذَلَّكُمْ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ مُبَارَكٌ شَهْرٌ فِيهِ لَيْلَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ شَهْرٌ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ صِيَامَهُ فَرِيضَةً وَقِيَامَ لَيْلِهِ تَطَوَّعًا مَنْ تَقَرَّبَ فِيهِ بِخَسْلَةٍ كَانَ كَمَنْ أَدَّى فَرِيضَةً فِيمَا سِوَاهُ وَمَنْ أَدَّى فَرِيضَةً فِيهِ كَانَ كَمَنْ أَدَّى 70 فَرِيضَةً فِيمَا سِوَاهُ إِلَى آخِرِ الْحَدِيثِ. And then the riwayat of Umadah bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Atakum Ramadan, Shahr Baraka, Yakshakum Allahu fi, Fayunzilur Rahma, Wayhutul Khataya, Wayastajibu fihi dua, Yanduru Allahu ta'ala, ila tunafusikum fi, Fayubahi bikum malaikata. فَارُوا اللَّهَ تَعَالَى مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ فِيهِ خَيْرًا فَإِنَّ الشَّقِيَّ مَنْ حُرِمَ فِيهِ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. The riwayat of Usama radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hada Ramadan, Hada Ramadan, Qad Ja'a, Tuftahu fihi abwabul jannah, Tughlaqu fihi abwabul nar, Tughallu fihi shayateen. We cannot do justice to even describing or even trying to translate these riwayat. There is one message, one of excitement. Like something great has happened, somebody rushes and tells, do you know what has happened? Do you realize what has happened? That is the mode of expression that is found in these hadiths. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, a great month has come. The month of rahmat, the month of mercy. Allah sends down His rahmat. Allah wipes away your sins. May Allah accepts your du'as. Allah opens up jannat. Allah locks up jahannam. Allah ties up the shayateen. What is he saying to us? Oh my ummah, realize the value of this month. Every second, every moment of this month is precious. This is Ramadan, the other 11 months. The other 11 months of the Islamic calendar. The Arabs kept the names. Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awal, Rabiul Akhir. This month of Ramadan, ulama say Allah kept the name. Even the name Allah kept. شهر رمضان شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The month of Ramadan in which Allah revealed the Quran. What is the significance of even this name Ramadan? Ulama say this word Ramadan comes from the root word Ramadha Yarmud, which means to burn to ashes. What is the significance of burning to ashes? They say if you want to destroy something, the most conducive way to destroy it to such an extent that no trace of it remains is to burn it. If you tear it or you break it, some remnants will remain. You can piece it together again. Burn it to ashes, no trace remains. Ramadan, the month in which the sins of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even the record is burned to ashes. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, from the first fast of Ramadan, every sin committed throughout the other 11 months of the year, from the first fast of Ramadan, Allah wipes away all those sins. فَرَضَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ سِيَامَهُ فَرَضَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ سِيَامَهُ. How beautifully Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam presents this. فَرَضَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ سِيَامَهُ. My Allah made farz for you the fasting of the day of Ramadan. وَسَنَنْتُ لَكُمْ قِيَامَهُ. And I, your Nabi, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, made sunnat for you the Taraweeh Salah of the night of Ramadan. Taraweeh is the khususiyat of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No other ummah received this amal. It is the khususiyat of the month of Ramadan. It is the khususiyat of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what is Allah giving you on that Taraweeh Salah? The riwayat it is mentioned, Allama Munziri rahimahullah mentions the riwayat, on every sajda of Taraweeh Salah, Allah is giving you 1500 hasanat. That is 60,000 hasanat every night. For 20 rakats, 40 sajdas. Try and imagine the loss that is incurred. What happens first night of Ramadan, masjid is full. Then from 10 subs, gradually third or fourth night is 5 subs. Then it's 3 subs. And then it's salamu alaikum, I'll come back on the 27th night. What is the loss that is incurred? If the announcement had to be made, that those who will come for Taraweeh Salah in Hilal Masjid, underneath the musalla there will be 1500 rand. 1500 rand for each person who comes for Taraweeh Salah. Then even that infirm and disabled grandfather or grandmother of ours who is at home, we will physically bring them to the masjid. This whole masjid will be full, the parking lot will be full. Why? Underneath the musalla there will be 1500 rand. 1500 hasana. 60,000 for every night. And not only that, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, for every sajda of Taraweeh Salah, Allah will give you a palace in Jannat made out of red ruby. This palace will have 60,000 doors of gold for every sajda of Taraweeh Salah. Whether it is 8 or 20, that argument will not even enter our minds. If we understood the value, we'll want 40 rakats rather than 20 rakats. This ghaflat is because the yaqeen and conviction of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, of the rewards which Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has promised, is not there. 11 months of the year, we are free. This is not the month of wepari. This is not the month to be chasing the dunya. This is the month of ibadat. This is the month to earn jannat. This is the month of the Qur'an. The month of the Qur'an. Nakhai rahimahullah, one of the Salafi Salihin, he mentions a whole group of tabi'een. In the month of Ramadan, every 3 days they would complete one khatam of the Qur'an. In the last 10 days, every day one khatam of the Qur'an. It is mentioned of Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, in the month of Ramadan, they would complete 60 khatams of the Qur'an. This environment of the Qur'an was alive in this month of Ramadan. Nowadays what it is, that masjid where the huffaz are what we call ya'lamun ta'lamun. That you can't hear anything what they're saying, you only get the last end of the verse, ya'lamun ta'lamun, that masjid will be full. I remember a few years ago, our jamaat was in Cape Town, while we were going for on bayan, Taraweeh time, we passed one masjid, packed. You couldn't cross the road also. So I asked somebody, I said, bhai, why such a big crowd this masjid? What's happening? Some overseas guest has come, some alim has come. They said, no, this masjid, they only read 10 surahs. Taraweeh finishes very quickly. The shagaf, attachment of Quran is not there. Attachment is there for haram music. My respected brothers, time is limited. I'm not going to go into the details. It's a separate topic. But if you open the books of history, study the annals of history, and one message becomes simple and clear. That qawm and that nation, which is adi and habitual of music, that was the last point before the whoop of Allah and Allah's azab struck such a nation. Let us develop the love for Quran. Develop the love and attachment of Quran. Go to those masajid where the Quran is read properly. And for long, long hours, listen to the Quran. Recite the Quran in this month. Coming back to that hadith which I mentioned in the beginning, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enumerates the fazail and the virtues of this man. And then what does he say? What does my Nabi say? What does he exhort his ummah? He says, فَيُبَاهِ بِكُمْ مَلَائِكَةَ فَأَرُوا اللَّهَ تَعَالَى مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ فِيهِ خَيْرًا. He says, O my ummah, outdo one another. Compete with one another. In what? In earning Allah's mercy, in earning Allah's rahmat, in earning Allah's forgiveness in this month. Because this is the month in which my Allah wants to boast about you in front of His angels. What does this mean? Outdo one another. Look at the lives of Sahaba Ikram. What was this month of Ramadan for them? They did not sit back. This was the month when they increased their qurbani. This was the month when they increased their sacrifice. The battle of Badr took place in the month of Ramadan. Fateh Makkah, conquest of Makkah was in this month of Ramadan. Nowadays, unfortunately, our concept, our idea of increasing our sacrifice and our ibadat, first concern we have is to preserve our comfort. Everything must be comfortable, everything must be easy, and in that little bit extra Quran Sharif, little bit extra Taraweeh, little bit extra Nawafil. My respected brothers, there's no businessman that has that attitude to December in his business. December, all stops are pulled out. Everything is given. Why, this is the month to earn. That should be our attitude for this month of Ramadan. If you look at the lives of Sahaba Ikram, Anas bin Nadr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one or two incidents I'm going to mention, I'm going to terminate on this, to give us an idea of what was the spirit of competition that existed amongst them. This was that Sahabi who for some reason couldn't take part in Badr. What was his response? He said, if Allah gives me life, if Allah gives me opportunity, I will show Allah. That which is mentioned in the hadith of Ramadan, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, فَأَرُوا ta'ala, أَرُوا ta'ala min anfusikum fi khaira. Show Allah how much you want His mercy. Show Allah how much you love Him. Show Allah how much you desire Jannat in this month. What does the Sahabi say? I missed out in Badr. If Allah gives me an opportunity, I will show Allah. I will show Allah how much I am prepared to sacrifice. Sahaba say, in the battle of Uhud, they counted more than 80 wounds on the front of the Sahabi. He could not even be recognized. Prior to giving his life in the path of Allah, he says to Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, وَاهَنْ لِرِيحِ الْجَنَّةِ إِنِّي لَأَجِدُ رِيحَهَا مِنْ دُونِ أُحُدْ. Oh Sa'd, how beautiful is the smell of Jannat. Allah's Qasam, I can smell Jannat coming from Uhud. One of the first two women of Medina Munawwara that accepted Islam, Umm Mani and Umm Ammara radiallahu anhunna, they took oath of allegiance on the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Aqaba. Umm Ammara, she had two sons, Habib and Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Usama bin, that person who falsely claimed to be the Nabi of Allah, he caught hold of her one son. His name was Habib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was taken captive, and in front of the entire army, the Sahabi is brought. And then this La'een, Mal'oon, who claimed to be a Nabi, he questions the Sahabi, and he says that, do you bring Shahadat, that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Nabi of Allah? He says, yes. Do you bear witness that I am the Nabi of Allah? He says, I can't hear you. He cuts off one hand. Same question put again. Do you bring Shahadat that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Nabi of Allah? He says, yes. Do you bring Shahadat that I am the Nabi of Allah? He says, I can't hear you. Other hand is cut off. Like this, one leg is cut off. Then the next leg is cut off. Mu'arrikhin record that even the army of apostates, were his followers, they started crying to see the extent to which he tortured the Sahabi. When the both hands and both feet were cut off, then he ordered a saw should be brought. And piece by piece, the flesh of the body of the Sahabi was cut to pieces. Each time with this question, do you bear witness that Muhammad is the Nabi of Allah? Sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, yes. Do you bear witness that I am the Nabi of Allah? He says, I can't hear you. Till eventually, he was tortured and killed like this. When the message reaches his mother, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, what is her response? What is her response? What were the mothers of that time? And what are the mothers of today? What is the sabak that we are leaving, giving our children? What is the legacy that we are leaving behind? When she gets this message, what is her response? She says, لِهَذَا الْيَوْمِ أَرْضَعْتُهُ وَإِنَّ اللَّهِ احْتَسَبْتُهُ. She says, I breastfed him to see this day. I breastfed him and nurtured him to see this day. And in my Allah's court, I will show my Allah what qurbani I gave for his deen. Allah's Rasul said, this month has come. Rahmatul lil alameen, a mercy to humanity. He said, بُعْدًا لِمَنْ أَدْرَكَ رَمَضَانَ فَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ إِذَا لَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ فَمَتَى. He said, oh my ummat, he cautioned his ummat, do not treat this month lightly. May Allah distance the one who finds Ramadan and fails to gain the mercy of my Allah and the forgiveness of my Allah. And then what does he say? إِذَا لَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ فَمَتَى. If even in Ramadan you cannot be forgiven, then when are you going to be forgiven? If even in Ramadan you cannot be forgiven, then when are you going to be forgiven? He said, show Allah in this month. My respected brothers, do not take this month lightly. We don't know if you will live to see another Ramadan. The best and most conducive manner in which we can spend this month is bring alive the sunnat of Sahaba of Badr. Bring alive the sunnat of Sahaba of Fateh Makkah. Make little bit qurbani in this month and go out in the path of Allah. Where pari we can make the other 11 months. This month give it to Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This ummah is crying out there. We can see the situation. We have got nice sehri, nice iftar. Think of our brothers and sisters throughout the world whose homes are broken, who are living as refugees, around whom bombs are blowing up. Let us take the sabak and the lesson. This is the time when the ummah has to knock the door of tawbah. This is the time when the ummah has to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Has to beg the mercy of Allah ta'ala. What better opportunity than this month? And my respected brothers, one hadith on which I will terminate. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Man sama yawman fi sabilillah fi ghayri Ramadan. He said, if a person is striving in Allah's path and he is fasting, not in Ramadan, what will Allah give him? بُعِدًا النَّارِ مِيَةَ عَامٍ سَيْرَ الْمُذَمَّرِ الْجَوَادِ. He said, a fast horse rider, the distance he will cover in 100 years, that distance Allah will distance this person from Jahannam for fasting in the path of Allah outside Ramadan. What Allah will give him for fasting in Ramadan and striving in the path of Allah, that is not mentioned in hadith. Ulama say, لا يعلم الثواب عاملِه إلا الله. No one but Allah knows the reward. No one but Allah knows the reward. Suffice to say, this is the sunnah of Badr. This is the sunnah of Fateh Makkah. Let us value every moment of this month. Let us try and give some time to go out in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhidah. Alhamdulillah.
Syntech CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.